Today we were handing in a box that contained symbolically over 1 million petitions signed by people in the European Union. The event we were holding today was to ask Douglas Chapman, our local MP, to oppose TTIP, the TTIP agreement, if it comes to a vote in the UK Parliament. Now, that's not a certainty because the deal is actually being negotiated in the corridors and byways of the European Parliament. So actually, it's our MEPs who need to know quite a lot about it. And the deal sounds friendly, Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. You would almost think, what's not to like about that? A nice deal between the America and the European Union. But unfortunately, the aim of the deal would be to bring the regulatory frameworks of the two countries closer so that trade deals were easier. Now, in effect, for example, the EU has banned over 100 chemicals, almost 1,000 chemicals, for inclusion in cosmetics, in things like our washing powders, our washing up liquids and so on, whereas the US has banned 12. So immediately we've got a difference. A lot of people criticise the EU for its structures and the time it takes and all of that, but we can't deny some of the protection the EU regulation has actually been brought about to our environment, to our buildings, to our the chemicals that we can use, and so on and so forth. So it's a matter of great concern that, if you like, there would be a kind of race to the bottom in terms of some of these protections. And a big fear that it could affect the NHS, because as we can see at the moment, to a certain extent in Scotland, more so in England, a number of NHS services are now actually contracted out to the private sector. That would then mean that American companies can bid for those, can undercut, can take over. But it also means if even public bodies are taking action that a US company believes, and I'll give you an example of this in just a minute, that a US company believes is harmful to its practices, the US could then sue the British government.